God created us to do amazing things. Recently, I was spending time with a friend, and we were talking about all of the goals and dreams we have swirling around in our heads for a couple of projects we are working on. It would be easy to decide that we couldn't do these things, or better yet, believe that we didn't have anything to offer that hadn't already been done. But I believe what God really wants for us is to put our talents, our personalities, and ideas together and step out on faith. Sounds scary, doesn't it? You see, God knew us before we were ever born or conceived. He thought about us and planned for us. He created us with great care and love. I don't know about you, but I get goosebumps every time I read those words. Jeremiah 1:5 says that we are valuable, and He has a purpose in mind for each of us. You wonder what purpose? You wonder what He could possibly have in mind for someone like you or me? It may be that He wants us to care for a friend in need, serve in a leadership role, drive our neighbor to her cancer treatments, listen when no one else will, sponsor a youth to attend church camp, begin to write a book, or 1,000 other things that we deem nowhere close to amazing. But whatever it is, He is waiting for us to step out and lead. He wants us to go the distance. God's Word in Psalm 139, 13 through 16, makes it very clear that you and I were fearfully and wonderfully made to His exact specifications. He created us to do great things, and He wants us to bring glory and honor to Him through those efforts. You know, regardless of talents, abilities, influences, or struggles, God can use each of us in a mighty way. Isn't it wonderful how His Word provides examples of strong leaders who were ordinary individuals? But through it all, they persevered, remained committed, walked painful journeys, struggled against all odds, and led nations to freedom. We are reminded of King David and how his years as a shepherd prepared him for the future responsibilities God had in store for him. He fought Goliath with a slingshot and a few stones, but through everything, he had a heart for God. Joseph, on the other hand, was sold into slavery, only to earn trust through his servanthood, and then be betrayed and thrown in prison for lies and deceptions that were beyond his control. But because Joseph stood in strength and courage, God honored that and reunited him with his family. And finally, Daniel was thrown into jail because of his faithfulness to God. His jail was a lion's den where his critics felt confident he would be devoured. But God intervened and prevented him from being harmed. Even the depths of despair and impending death did not deter him from trusting God. As we look to the week ahead, let's think about how He has equipped us to fulfill His purpose. He sees us through His eyes, and He believes in us. Here's how. 1, we should figure out who we really are. We need to ask God to reveal our strengths, skills, and best characteristics, and then we look for ways to share with others. You see, connections are important. 2, let's look for His truth above all else. We should keep a steady supply of Scripture for reference and stay true to His Word. We should avoid negative thoughts that can drag us down. And remember, God values us and loves us. Our imperfections are wrapped in His grace. 3, when decisions need to be made, we should check with Him first. We should bring our prayers and petitions to Him and seek Him with all our heart and soul. Be open to what He has for us. Listen to Him, for He takes care of all the details. Yearn to hear His whisper. And 4, amazing can come from the ordinary. We should ask God what He wants for our life. We should be open to what He has in mind. After all, Father does know best. God doesn't seek out perfect people to do His work, but walking with Him will take us to amazing places. So let's think about our purpose and what He's calling us to do. Are we doing it? Are we working on it? I hope we are. I hope we're gearing up for the journey He has for us. Oh, the places we will go will be amazing. I'll be praying for you.